91X News.
It's 15 degrees and partly cloudy at 12 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Jake Watson. Hockey is coming back to Belleville as the Ottawa Senators and the City of Belleville have agreed to bring their AHL team to the city. City Councillor Jack Miller hopes the addition of the AHL team will create more events in the community.
And I think the other thing that we've been saying in this community, especially since the Bulls left, is that it's part of the quality of life. You have to have events within your community on an ongoing basis. And we lost a major one when we lost our OHL team. So hockey would certainly bring that aspect back.
The newly named Belleville Senators will be hosting a conference today at the Yardman Arena. QNET News will be covering the event, and live coverage will be available at qnetnews.ca. A presentation held on September 14th on consent and sexual assault at Loyalist College only drew in three people. QNET News' Emily Connell explains why there was such a poor turnout for such an important topic.
And next thing I know is he like grabs me and he just pins my arms to me, and I'm like, can't get out pretty much. And I'm like, please don't, please stop, please stop. He's like, no, I'm not going to.
This is what happened to Emily Ventura at a Loyalist residence this past March. The student wouldn't let her go until he kissed her. Ventura says people need to learn more about consent and sexual assault at college because not everyone is nearly as informed as they think they are.
You probably don't fully know what consent is. Consent isn't just, yeah, okay. It's everything. It's their body language. It's how they talk, how they look. The verbal, yeah, okay.
So why then did only three people show up at the presentation about consent? Loyalist students give us their take.
It's not something that I feel people talk about on the regular, and it's a little bit embarrassing.
Well, it could be that people might not be as interested in the topic.
It's something that does make people uncomfortable to talk about, so that could have been something why there wasn't a big crowd. And if it's the younger crowd, then, you know, it's kind of even more so.
Adam Gosney of the Loyalist Health and Wellness Center says he hopes people will realize how important it is to have this discussion. Gosney says more events like the consent talk are set to begin sometime in October and urges more students to participate. Emily Cannell, QNET News, Belleville.
It's been a deadly weekend in Ottawa, where two men were killed in separate shooting incidents on consecutive days. 26-year-old Abdi Jamal was shot early yesterday morning in the Carlington area, and another man, 40-year-old Jacob Thompson, was shot and killed Saturday. No arrests have been made so far. Rescuers worked for more than an hour to free a 37-year-old man who was stuck inside a truck after being covered with hot tar in Toronto Monday morning. The Toronto police say the incident occurred around 7:30 a.m. Monday when it appeared a vat of tar spilled onto a worker, trapping him inside a construction truck. Police say he is en route to the burn unit at a local trauma center. The man is conscious and breathing, but police expect his injuries to be life-threatening. Fiat Chrysler begins negotiations today on a new contract with its Canadian unionized workforce. Unifor will use the deal that GM workers in Ontario ratified last night as its template for talks with Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford. Union President Jerry Dias hailed the GM contract as historic. The accord includes a 2% wage increase this year and another 2% increase in September 2019. There's also a $6,000 initial signing bonus, plus lump sum bonuses of $2,000 in each of the next 3 years for most employees. And GM promised to invest more than $500 million in its Canadian operations. A Canadian-Iranian professor imprisoned in Iran has reportedly been released and flown out of the country. Iranian media is reporting 65-year-old Homa Hudafar was freed on humanitarian grounds. The former anthropology and sociology professor at Montreal's Concordia University was detained in March, and her family says she was held in Tehran's notorious evil prison since June. Thousands of academics from around the world have been calling for Hudafar's release. Mi'kmaq protesters are blocking the entrance to a construction site near a proposed underground natural gas storage caverns in Nova Scotia. About 20 people were near the Alton project in Fort Ellis, close to a small island where the tidal Shudevek River meets a channel in which briny water is to be discharged. Spokeswoman Cheryl Maloney says the group wants the project stopped.
We're willing to sit here and wait to hear back from Alton, to hear back from Nova Scotia, to hear back from the federal ministers, and to hear back from the prime minister. There is too many things wrong with this project.
The protesters, including non-native residents from the area, say they are upset over plans by AltaGas Limited to discharge the water from the underground caverns and say natives have a treaty right to be there for fishing purposes. Demonstrators are expected at Hofstra University for Monday night's showdown between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but police are keeping them at a distance from a debate hall. Police are setting up a designated protest area that is across a six-lane roadway from the actual presidential debate site. They say the goal will be to keep opposing groups from tangling with each other. Acting Nassau County Police Commissioner Thomas Crumpter says police will not tolerate any violations of the law, but will do everything they can to protect people's rights to free speech. The estimated cost of policing the event for the Nassau Department is nearly $2 million. Houston police have confirmed that one suspect is dead following a shooting near a strip mall that wounded 9 people this morning. Local resident Alan Walkman says that he was in the car when the shooting began.
Bam! The windshield. And I heard the gunshot. And I stopped, and then there was a second shot, and then I just floored it.
Houston's acting police chief, Martha Montalavo, held a police conference and says that they identify the shooter cannot be released at the moment.
I'm not going to confirm the suspect's information at this time because we're still working through it. What I will confirm is that the information we have at this time is that he is a lawyer.
Police say the suspect was having issues with his law firm. Numerous weapons were found at the scene, and a bomb squad robot is looking at a car that is believed to be the shooter's. That's QNET News on 91X to 12. Sports is next.
Between the harsh heat of summer and the dread cold winter is the temperate season of fall. Your chance to witness seasons changing in glorious color. Quinte Conservation has 23 conservation areas open to the public. From woodlands to wetlands, rivers and lakes to forests and fields, Quinte Conservation maintains many scenic nature trails near you. Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Complete details at quinteconservation.ca.
The Lancers men's and women's rugby team both suffered a loss yesterday against Algonquin, with the men losing 24-45 and the women's team losing 17-45. In the meantime, the women's soccer team will have another chance to redeem themselves following their defeat against the Cambrian Golden Shields on the 14th. Their next game is against the St. Lawrence Vikings this Wednesday at 6 p.m. The sports world is in shock following the deaths of Mylon Hicks, Arnold Palmer, and Jose Fernandez. Hicks, a 23-year-old defensive back with the CFL's Calgary Stampeders, died following a shooting outside a club. Golf icon Palmer passed away at the age of 87 in a Pittsburgh hospital, while Fernandez, a 24-year-old Miami Marlins pitcher, was killed in a boating accident. Rome City Council will vote Thursday whether to support Mayor Virginia Raggi's rejection of the city's bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics. If the motion is approved, it would leave only Los Angeles, Paris, and Budapest, Hungary, in the winning for 2024. The International Olympic Committee will decide on the host city in September 2017. 12 games on the NHL exhibition schedule tonight. The Ottawa Senators visit the Toronto Maple Leafs in Halifax, while the Calgary Flames and Edmonton Oilers play each other in their separate split squad games. Also, the Montreal Canadiens host New Jersey Devils split squad. Habs chases his 21st win, with the Toronto Blue Jays look to sweep their four-game series with the New York Yankees tonight. Luis Severino greets the ball for New York. Toronto trails Boston by 5.5 games for the first in the AL East, but holds the first wildcard spot by 1.5 over Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, Cleveland will have a chance to wrap up their first divisional title tonight against the Tigers in Detroit. The Miami Marlins will be hosting the Mets, and the rest of tonight's games find the national home to the Diamondbacks. The Cubs in Pittsburgh, Texas entertaining the Brewers, Tampa Bay playing the White Sox in Chicago, and the Angels home to the Athletics. Miami Heat president Pat Riley believes Chris Bosh has played his last game for the club. Riley says the Heat is not working towards his return. Despite Bosh wanting to continue playing, Bosh saw his season end in each of the last 2 years at the All-Star break due to blood clots, and he failed his preseason physical last week. In the NFL, a special anniversary tonight with New Orleans Saints host the Atlanta Falcons. The game will mark the 10th anniversary of the reopening of the Superdome following its restoration from extensive damage caused by Hurricane Katrina. The Saints are 0-2, while the Falcons are 1-1. The forecast prevail. Today's showers beginning this afternoon, a high 19. Tonight, showers ending late this evening, then clearing. Wind west 20 kilometers, with a low of 10. Tuesday, increased cloudiness, 60% chance of showers late in the morning and the afternoon, and a high of 18. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud of a high 20. It's 12:10. It's 15 degrees. QNET News on the air. Do I say that? On the air, online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jake Watson, and it's QNET News on 91X, next at 1.